This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Assertive versus aggressive leadership voice. What's the difference? How the line between strong and harmful leadership speech actually works. In short, assertive leadership voice and aggressive leadership voice both project strength, but they land in completely different ways. Assertive voice communicates position and expectation with clarity and respect, building trust over time. Aggressive voice uses pressure, contempt, or intimidation to force compliance, and it corrodes the team around it. The distinction is not about volume or confidence. It is about whether your voice serves the relationship or overrides it. Definition: assertive leadership voice is a direct, confident communication style in which a leader states position and expectation clearly, holds firm under pressure, and does so without threatening or demeaning the people being addressed. It distinguishes itself from aggressive voice by the presence of respect. I watched a senior manager end a career with six sentences. Not his own career, his deputy's. The deputy had raised a concern in a team meeting, and the manager's response was immediate, loud, and dismissive. The room went quiet. The deputy never spoke up again in that forum, and within 8 months she had left the organisation. The manager believed he had simply set the record straight. He had no idea he had crossed a line. That is the cost of confusing assertive leadership voice with aggressive communication, and it happens far more often than most leaders want to admit. What an assertive leadership voice actually looks like. Assertive leadership voice is not about being polite. It is not soft-hedged or deferential. A leader who speaks assertively says exactly what they mean, holds their position under pressure, and expects to be taken seriously. The clarity is the point. The directness is the point. What separates assertive voice from everything else is that it stays anchored in the matter at hand. When a deadline slips, an assertive leader names it plainly. This is not acceptable, and here is what changes. When a colleague pushes back unfairly, an assertive leader holds the line without flinching. I understand your position, and mine stands. The tone is steady, the words are chosen, and the respect for the other person remains intact throughout. Assertive voice requires preparation. You need to know what you think before you open your mouth. A leader who has not done that work tends to either over-explain or overreact, and neither serves anyone. The strength of an assertive voice comes from the clarity behind it, not the volume in front of it. What an aggressive leadership voice actually looks like. Aggressive leadership voice also projects strength, but the mechanism is different. It does not rely on clarity and directness. It relies on pressure, dominance, and the discomfort of the person receiving it. The goal, consciously or not, is to shut down opposition rather than address it. The markers are specific. A raised voice when volume is not warranted. A tone that carries contempt. Words that dismiss, demean, or make the other person feel foolish for having spoken. Interrupting before someone can finish their point. Using seniority as a weapon rather than a responsibility. These are not signs of strength. They're signs of a leader who has run out of better tools. Here is what makes aggressive voice so dangerous: it works in the short term. People comply. The meeting moves on. The dissent goes quiet. But what you have actually done is taught your team that raising concerns is unsafe, and that lesson sticks long after any particular meeting ends. Side by side. The seven dimensions that separate them. Dimension: assertive leadership voice, aggressive leadership voice. Primary intent to communicate clearly and be understood to dominate and force compliance. Tone firm, steady, control sharp, contentious, or pressuring. Target the issue, the idea, the behavior, the person. Effect on others creates clarity. Others feel heard even when challenged creates fear. Others feel diminished or threatened. Response to pushback holds position calmly, considers the counterargument, escalates, dismisses, or retaliates. Long-term result builds trust and genuine respect builds compliance and silent resentment. Psychological safety preserved or strengthened eroded. The table draws the lines cleanly, but the lived experience is murkier. Two things are worth deepening here. First, the column label target is the most reliable indicator in real time. When your voice is trained on the problem, you are almost certainly in assertive territory. The moment it shifts toward the person, questioning their competence or their character rather than their idea or their action, you have crossed a line. Second, the response to pushback row is where many leaders quietly fail. An assertive voice can hold its ground. What it cannot do is grow louder, more dismissive, or more personal when it meets resistance. If you feel your temperature rising when someone challenges you, that is the signal to slow down, not speed up. Knowing how to de-escalate that internal pressure is part of the work. The honest grey area. These two voices are not always distinct in the moment. That is the truth of it, and any guide that pretends otherwise is not telling you the whole story. Assertive voice that is delivered without warmth can feel aggressive to the recipient, particularly if they are not used to direct communication. Aggressive behaviour dressed in calm tones can masquerade as professionalism. Intent and impact do not always match. A leader can mean to be direct and land as cutting. A leader can mean to be forceful and land, to a less sensitive colleague, as merely firm. This is why building real psychological safety in your team matters so much. In a team where trust is strong, people are more likely to tell you when something landed harder than you intended. In a team where trust is thin, they will absorb it and say nothing, and you will never know the damage was done. The grey area is also real when urgency is genuine. A moment of crisis calls for a leader who can cut through noise, speak with unmistakable gravity, and move people fast. In those moments, the voice has to be commanding. The question is whether that gravity comes from the weight of the situation or from contempt for the people in the room. Those two things feel different to everyone listening. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Three ways leaders confuse these two voices. Mistake 1. Equating volume with assertiveness. The mistake. Many leaders believe that speaking loudly signals authority and conviction. Why it happens? In early career experiences, people often saw loud leaders get their way and drew the wrong conclusion about what was actually working. What to do instead? Lower your register, slow your pace, and let the precision of your words carry the weight. The quietest voice in the room is often the one people strain to hear. Mistake 2. Treating disagreement as disrespect. The mistake. Some leaders interpret any pushback as a challenge to their authority and respond with aggression to reassert control. Why it happens? Leaders with fragile authority tend to confuse their position with their argument. When the argument is questioned, they hear a threat to the position. What to do instead? Welcome challenge to your ideas while holding your ground on your position. Learning to handle dominant voices constructively is a skill, not a natural gift. Mistake 3. Thinking assertiveness requires emotional distance. The mistake. Leaders sometimes strip all warmth from their voice to appear strong, not realizing that warmth and directness are not opposites. Why it happens? Somewhere along the way, caring was labeled as weakness. It is not. What to do instead? You can say something difficult and still signal that you respect the person hearing it. Those two things coexist in a genuinely assertive voice, and they must. When each voice serves the moment. An assertive leadership voice is what you need in almost every leadership situation, delivering feedback, setting expectations, navigating a disagreement, holding someone accountable, or managing conflict during a meeting. It works because it does not ask the other person to abandon their dignity in order to comply with what you need. There is no situation, if I'm honest with you, in which an aggressive leadership voice is genuinely necessary. What people sometimes call necessary aggression is almost always either urgency that could have been communicated with a strong assertive tone, or frustration that should have been managed before the conversation began. The moments that seem to call for aggression are usually moments that call for a leader who is prepared better and regulated better. That said, some situations call for more force in the assertive voice, a safety issue that requires immediate compliance, a team that has become complacent and needs a clear signal the tolerance for drift has ended, a direct report who has repeatedly ignored reasonable feedback and now needs to hear unmistakable language about consequences. In every one of those cases, you can be completely direct, completely serious, and completely firm without a single word that demeans. Using a structured framework like CORE can help you stay grounded when the pressure to tip into aggression is highest. Building the voice you actually want. The assertive leadership voice is a practice. You do not arrive at it. You build it in small moments, the meeting where you disagree clearly instead of deflecting, the one-on-one where you say the hard thing without softening it into meaninglessness, the conversation where someone tries to steamroll you and you hold your ground without raising your voice. If you have used an aggressive tone and caused damage, the repair is straightforward, though not easy. Name what happened. Take responsibility for it plainly. Methods like Deal can help you diffuse the residual tension between people after a moment of aggressive leadership has fractured a working relationship. Repair is possible, but it requires the same directness and courage that genuine assertiveness demands. The voice that earns lasting respect in a team is not the loudest, and it is not the softest. It is the one that says exactly what it means, expects to be taken seriously, and never needs to make you feel small to make itself heard. That is the assertive leadership voice, and with enough practice, it is available to every leader willing to do the work. Frequently asked questions. What is assertive leadership voice? Assertive leadership voice is a communication style in which a leader speaks with clarity, directness, and respect. It expresses position and expectation firmly without threatening or belittling others. The goal is influence through strength, not compliance through fear. What is the difference between assertive and aggressive leadership voice? Assertive leadership voice holds firm on what matters while preserving the other person's dignity. Aggressive leadership voice pushes past that line, using volume, contempt, or intimidation to force compliance. One builds respect over time, the other builds resentment. Can assertive leadership voice be mistaken for aggressive? Yes, and it happens regularly. Leaders who speak directly and hold firm positions are sometimes perceived as aggressive by people unused to clear boundaries. The key is intent and impact. Assertive voice challenges ideas, not people. Aggressive voice attacks both. How do I develop a more assertive leadership voice? Start by practicing clear, direct statements without apology and without attack. Know your position before you speak. Keep your tone steady and your volume controlled. Assertive leadership voice is built through repeated practice in low-stakes conversations before you need it in high-stakes ones. What damage does an aggressive leadership voice cause? An aggressive leadership voice creates a climate of fear that shuts down honest communication. People stop raising problems, stop offering ideas, and start managing their leader instead of their work. Over time, it drives out the most capable people who have other options and will use them. Is it ever appropriate to use a more forceful tone as a leader? Yes, some moments call for urgency, firmness, and unmistakable gravity. The difference is that a strong, assertive tone communicates seriousness without contempt. You raise the stakes of the message without lowering your regard for the person receiving it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.